الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama, respected Hufaz, beloved brothers and elders, Imam Hakim rahimahullah records and narrates an incident in his kitab Mustadrak. He narrates from a man by the name of Qais ibn Abi Hazim. Qais ibn Abi Hazim says, I was once in Medina Munawwara, I went to the marketplace to tend to my needs and necessities. I reached a place called Ahjarus Zayt. When I reached this Ahjarus Zayt, I saw a crowd of people. I went up to the crowd to see whether there was a need for some help and some assistance. In the center, I saw a man mounted on his animal. And when I went close to hear what was this man telling the people, strangely, I found فَإِذَا فِيهِ رَجُلٌ يَشْتِمُ عَلِيَّ ابْنَ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. There was a man there and he was cursing, insulting, swearing, speaking ill of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I was shocked at his statement. It's Medina Munawwara. This man is addressing a crowd of people. He has the audacity to say this regarding Ali radiallahu anhu. But I remained silent. Not long thereafter, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu also arrived. He came up, he saw the crowd, he asked the people what was the matter. Then they said, here's a man in the center and he's speaking against Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. They made way for Sa'd radiallahu anhu until he came right to the man in the front. And he said, Alama yashtimu Ali ibn Abi Talibin, tell me, ya hadha, why are you insulting and speaking ill of Ali ibn Abi Talib? I want to ask you a few questions. Alam yakun awwala man aslam. Don't you know Ali radiallahu anhu was the first youngster to accept Islam? Alam yakun awwala man salla ma'a rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't you know Ali radiallahu anhu was one of the first people to perform salah in jamaat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Alam yakun azhad an-nas. Don't you know he was one of the most pious and ascetic people of the age? Alam yakun a'lam an-nas. Don't you know he was one of the most knowledgeable people of the Islamic era? Then he went on and said, Alam yakun khatana Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala abnatihi. Don't you know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose this man to be his son-in-law? Alam yakun sahiba rayati Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi ghazawati. Don't you know this man was responsible to hold the flag of the army, the Muslim army, on many occasions in battle with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't you know these things about this man? Then he said, ثُمَّ اسْتَقْبَلَ الْقِبْلَ فَرَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu was a man who was known as Mustajabu Da'awat. When he raised his hands and made dua, his dua was answered because of a dua he got from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he turned towards the Qibla, he raised his hand and he said, Allahumma, inna hadha yashtimu waliya min awliyaik. Oh Allah, here's a man who's insulting one of your special friends. Allahumma, fala tufarriq hadha al-jam'a hatta turiyahum qudratak. Oh Allah, I'm asking you, let this gathering not separate. Let this gathering not break. Let no one leave this gathering until you show them your power on those people who insult your special people. Qais ibn Abi Hazim rahimahullah says, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا تَفَرَّقْنَا. Allah's qasam, we never moved. We never broke. No one left. حَتَّى سَاخَتْ بِهِ دَابَتُهُ. His animal made a sudden jolt. The man who was riding and insulting Ali radiallahu anhu, his animal made a sudden jolt. It headed towards the ground. فَرَمَتْ بِهِ عَلَىٰ هَامَتِهِ فِي تِلْكَ الْأَحْجَارِ. It threw him off onto that stony area, and this man landed on his head. فَانْفَلَقَ دِمَاغُهُ وَمَاتَ. We noticed when he landed, he hit the ground on his head with so much of force that his skull cracked. And the brains and the matter that was inside his skull, we saw it passing out, and he died instantly. This was a man who stood up to revile a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we learn from this incident is one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man aada li waliyan faqad aadhantuhu bil harb, rawahu al-Bukhari. The narration of Bukhari Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, anyone who bears enmity, anyone who shows disrespect, who insults verbally, physically, mentally, emotionally, any of my friends, a person who's loyal to Allah, loyal to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, I announce war with that man. I announce war with that person. Ali radiallahu anhu mentioned, Asad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu mentioned, oh Allah, here's a man insulting one of your awliya. You insult one friend, an ordinary friend of Allah, a person who lives in this age and time, then you are asking, you are waging war with Allah. When you insult Sahaba, there's no description to say what crime you have engaged in. Because Sahaba were the highest of the high. They cannot be any human beings, no matter what age it is, that can be better and outnumber and beat the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum. When you choose this line, then unfortunately, no matter who you are, no matter what you wear, no matter how you disguise yourself, but if disrespect for Sahaba lurks in your heart, unfortunately, you are in major and serious trouble. The other aspect we understand from this incident, a point to reflect on quickly, is Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu heard a man hurling abuse against Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu wasn't there. It was Medina Munawwara, but Ali radiallahu anhu was nowhere in that gathering. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu didn't think twice to stand up for the defense of his Muslim brother. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the hadith of Bayhaqi, man dhabba an lahmi akhihi bil maghiba kana haqqan ala Allahi an yu'tiqahu min an-nar. When you in company and someone is reviling, insulting, speaking ill of any of your brothers, of any person you know, and that person is nowhere to be seen, he's not there to defend himself, but you stand and defend him, you keep up his respect, you clear the air, and if someone is falsely accusing, you tell the man what you're saying is wrong. Just for the defense of your brother, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, Allah takes it as a right on himself to make sure that you are freed from the fire of Jahannam. In a hadith of Abu Dawud, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explains, when you are with company, you are with people, and you can see they are running down your Muslim brother. They are taking him to the cleaners. They are wiping his name. They are dragging his name in the gutters. And you do not stand up and defend him despite the ability, despite you having the power and ability to defend his name, but you aren't doing that. You basically abandoned him when he needed you. They were falsely blaming him, falsely accusing him, speaking about him in an evil way. You could have defended, but you didn't. Remember, at a time when you'll be desperate for Allah's help, Allah will abandon you. You will be abandoned because you abandoned your brother. Remember, respect the elders and friends, the closest friends, the most loyal and sincere friends you can ever have are those who respect you behind your back. Anyone can respect you on your face, but real friends are those who defend your name, who hold up your honor even behind your back. This was Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas didn't allow the name of Ali radiallahu anhu to be degraded in any way. So you and I, we are far away from Sahaba. They passed away 1400 years ago. But till today, if someone attacks them or any other Muslim brother in our presence and they are reviling them for no reason, they are insulting them and accusing them, then you and I also have to make it our point to stand up for the respect of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Again, respect the elders and friends. One point to understand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought it to our attention. What did he say? Hadith of Tirmidhi, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ. When you see people who revile my Sahaba, then remember the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen, an embodiment of mercy. He was asked on occasions of battle, Ya Rasulullah, raise your hands and curse these people. He raised his hands and he said, Allahumma ghfir li qawmi fa innahum la alamun. Oh Allah, forgive my nation because they're doing what they're doing because they don't know what's the right thing to do. On many occasions, Ta'if, he was asked, he had the ability to curse. He never cursed, he made dua. He made dua of rahmat. Oh Allah, if these people don't accept, then let their progenies, guide their progenies. But here, the rahmatul lil alameen, the embodiment of mercy, who never raised his tongue to curse. But he said, when you see people insulting my Sahaba, then tell them, La'natullahi ala sharrikum. License is given from the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell them, may Allah's curse be on you due to your evil deed. He never cursed, but he gave license to curse. This teaches us how severe the crime is of reviling Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There was a person by the name of Qais ibn Matatiya. Ibn Asakir has the narration. He was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came to Madinah Munawwara and he passed by a gathering in which Sahaba radiallahu anhum were seated. The Aus, the Khazraj, the Ansar. Together with them was Suhaib Rumi, Salman Farsi and Bilal Habshi. Suhaib radiallahu anhu from Rome, Salman radiallahu anhu from Persia, Bilal radiallahu anhu from Abyssinia. This man came up and he made a comment. He said, إِنَّ هَا أُولَى الْأَوْسِ وَالْخَزْرَجِ قَامُوا بِنُسْرَةِ هَذَا الرَّجُلِ. Aus and Khazraj, I can understand, they Arabs, and they stood up to help this man, referring to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَمَا بَالُ هَؤُلَاءِ. These others who are here, all these foreigners, who are they? What did they do? Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, when he hears this man's statement, he gets up, and he grabs this man by the collar. He's upset at what he said, but he didn't take action. He took him right to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, this is what this man has said. He's commenting against Suhaib, Bilal, and Salman radiallahu anhum. Whereas these are our brothers also. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard the statement, he woke up from his seat. فَقَامَ Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam مُغْضَبًا وَجَرَّ رِدَاءً. He stood up angrily. He held his cloth together. He came into the masjid. And he ascended the minbar. Hamidallah wa athna alayh. He praised Allah, he recited the khutbah. And then he said, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna al-ilaha ilahun wahid, wa inna al-deen deenun wahid, wa inna al-aba abun wahid. Our God is only one. Our deen is one. Our shariat is only one. And then he said further, فَمَنْ تَكَلَّمَ بِالْعَرَبِيَّةِ فَهِيَ لِسَانٌ. Whoever speaks Arabic, it's only a language. If you can speak Arabic and you're part of the Arabs, it's a language advantage that you have. But it doesn't give you superiority over someone who cannot speak Arabic as fluent as yourself. And then Mu'az radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, tell me, مَا تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الْمُنَافِقِ. Ya Rasulullah, what do you have to say regarding this man? He's still holding him by the collar. What do you say regarding him? What did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say? Allahumma hafazna, Allah protect us. Da'hu ila nar. Leave him, he's on his way to Jahannam. Leave this man, he's on his way to Jahannam. Historians write, فَكَانَ فِي مَنِ ارْتَدَّ فَقُتِلَ فِي الرِّدَّةِ. He was a man who became murtad. He had the bounty of Islam. He saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He could have died as a sahabi. But he disgraced, he degraded, he disgraced, he differentiated between some sahaba over others. This costed him his iman. He became murtad in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he died as a murtad. What we learn from this incident is, with sahaba, we don't even discriminate. We don't favor some and run down others. We don't talk in respect of some and run down others. Every sahabi, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala announces in Quran, radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an. Whether he was muhajir, whether he was ansar, whether he was from Makkah, Medina, or any part of the world, if he's a sahabi, Allah gave the certificate, radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an. Allah is pleased with them. They are pleased with Allah. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said regarding them, that they are all like guiding stars. Yes, just as the stars, some outshine the others, some are brighter than others, but everyone is a guiding star. You and I don't have the right to discriminate. Yes, they may have a difference in ranks. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu is the greatest. But all of them are sahaba, all of them deserve our utmost respect. We do not have the right to discriminate. Like running down all the sahaba is incorrect. Running down some and favoring some is also incorrect. You might find some people today who either run down all, they're wrong. You'll also find some people who favor some. They may be showing respect to some sahaba, but they are running down others. Unfortunately, this group is also deviant. We have to be careful. No matter what kurta the man may be wearing, what turban he may be wearing, what jubba he may be wearing, no matter what good he outwardly seems that he's carrying out, but if he's insulting sahaba, we cannot follow this man in the ways that he's promoting. He may even wipe out your common enemy, but you cannot follow him in his ways. You can't do what he's doing, because our respect, our greatest respect lies with sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Those who went against this, they showed a brilliant front. They wore the kurta, they wore the topi, they wore the turban, they came to masjid. But deep in their hearts, they had disrespect for the sahaba or for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Remember, today if you're disrespecting sahaba, tomorrow you'll disrespect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said, "Man ahabbahum fabi hubbi ahabbahum, wa man abghabahum fabi bughdi abghabahum." If you love them, it's because you love me that you love them. Loving them is indicative of loving me. And if you dislike them, if you disrespect them, if you run them down, it's indicative you don't like me. You don't like the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, despite your claims. There was another person who mentioned statements regarding sahaba radiyallahu anhum. There was a dispute between the muhajirin and the ansar. One ansari, one muhajir. There was a dispute over a water well. When both went to take water, there was some confusion. One hit the other. It broke up into a small fight. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had basically quelled the problem. There was a man there, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, who lived with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who lived like the Muslim, but he had something else in his heart. He's known as Ra'isul Munafiqin, the head of the Munafiqin. He said one statement, "Sam min kalbak ya'kulka." He was addressing the people of Medina, and he said, "You see, you people, you all gave sanctuary to these muhajirin. They had nowhere to go. They were kicked out of Makkah, and they made hijrat. Then you all treated them well, you looked after them, you fed them, you gave them water to drink, you gave them part of your homes, you shared your land with them, you shared your orchards with them. But remember, there's a saying, sam min kalbaka ya'kulka, fatten your dog and your own dog will come and bite you." This is what these people are doing. He referred to sahaba as dogs. He called sahaba dog. He said, "Fatten your dog and your dog will come and bite you. Your dog will come and kill you." This man here, again, Aisha radiallahu anha, in the incident of the ifk, he was the person instrumental in spreading the blasphemy. He was the one who said that Aisha radiallahu anha and Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu anhu, they may have done something in seclusion. Aisha radiallahu anha remained behind in an expedition, and Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu anhu had brought her. She says, "We didn't even exchange words, not even salam. We didn't even make salam to each other. The only thing I heard him reading was, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." But this man found an occasion to start spreading lies, spreading rumors. And he took a major part. Allah says, وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّى كِبْرَهُ مِنْهُمْ لَهُ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. The one who took a major part in this ifk, for him is a painful punishment. This man lived with the Muslims. He went out in battle with the Muslims. He went on a different expeditions. He performed salah in the Masjid Nabawi. But he died a kafir. He died a munafiq. And this is the fate of people who show disrespect to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Our iman, our success, everything that we, if we want to progress, it all depends on respecting Sahaba. Anyone who shows any disrespect in whatever form, even if he discriminates, he likes some, he doesn't like others, we got to stay far away from this person. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fill our hearts with respect for Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. May Allah allow us to follow in their footsteps. We can only follow them when we love them and respect them from the bottom of our hearts. May Allah grant us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi.